Let's stand our feet while Brother Jordan comes to sing. If you're here tonight and you've never been to Calvary by faith, there's mercy and there's grace and pardon and peace with the Lord. Young person, middle-aged person, older person, it does not matter. As Brother Lockie reminded us when he was praying, Jesus came to seek and to save sinners. And on the authority of this word, this is a faithful saying worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And tonight, if God's speaking to your heart, I urge you to come, get it settled with God. Maybe that you're here tonight and God's placed a burden on your heart for some individual. And you'd just like to come talk to the Lord, whatever the need, while they sing, will you come, Brother Jordan? Listen. Yes. While he sings,
I'll join the ransom choir on heaven's bright shore forever to praise thy King.
Yes, yes. Just what a blessed thing it is when God is pleased to speak. I visited several times the Mount Moriah Chapel in Swansea Wells, where Evan Roberts was a member. got under a burden for revival for Wells. Deep burden. He left school, went back to his home church, got permission from his pastor to start a prayer meeting. The first night, there were maybe 13 or 14 people there. The prayer meeting seemed dead, seemed to be much of a burden. But the next night, the crowd increased and kept on increasing until at the close of 6 months, over 100,000 people had been born to the family of God in the Principality of Wales. God moved in mighty revival power. He began with young people. And the last time I was there, there was a young teenage girl who lived just beside the Mount Moriah Chapel. I asked her if she'd ever heard of the Welch Revival, what happened at this church beside her. I said, have you ever heard of the great revival that began here? Of course, other places, but centered there. She said, revival. I don't know that word. What does that mean? You imagine that, a young lady, a teenager, living beside the Mount Moriah Chapel, Swansea, Wales, and never even heard the word revival. But you and I live in a nation that's just right behind them. Darkness. We live in an hour when it seems that all the powers of hell are closing in. But I am grateful that our God rules and reigns. I praise Him tonight for touching hearts and touching lives and touching your hearts. But these young people especially have just touched my heart even today thinking about them. I can't help but think about the young man that was shouting and praising God last night. Just a little fella. I know what he's got. I had the same thing. I've still got it. Started when I was 9 years old. And it won't consummate till I get in eternity. And with this old poor lisping stammering tongue lie silent in the grave, then in a nobler, sweeter song I'll sing His power to say, thank God while the ages roll, I will keep on praising Him for redeeming love and saving grace. I'm so glad He found me. Woo! 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 That's all I've got to say. Woo! Bless His name.